This is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comics help us explore our humanity. On Bite, a look at Lisa Frankenstein, a twist on the classic monster with some of the cast. Catherine Newton plays Lisa.
I'd come in and I'm screaming at Taffy and I'm like, how could you take my guy? Like, that's one of my favorite lines, actually. One of my favorite lines of the movie is, and you just give it out like a cheese cube from Hickory Farms. And our Henry, who plays Michael, oh, he's fantastic. He's the perfect Michael. He could not get through it. He, as soon as I said cheese cube, he was like, and so I'm just yelling at both of them, and Henry's just dying laughing, and then Cole comes in with his axe, like, who is this guy? He's acting like some Frank Sinatra man with his axe. It's so over, I just can't get through it. But my favorite scenes to shoot are with Cole.
More on Lisa Frankenstein on Bite, so stay tuned. Cole Sprouse is the creature who talks about the writer Diablo Cody and also his character.
I mean, I really appreciate Diablo's voice. I think her voice is really, really evident within her writing, especially in her humor. It's very forward, it's deeply comedic, but it's really her voice that I love about the work that she does. It's so obviously her writing. It's almost bubblegum. It's loud. It's like pop art. It's like right there. I know it's hard for me to put into words exactly the way it makes me feel, but it's that feeling, that very obvious tone. I think his inability to speak was what really excited me just technically about playing Creature. And I knew it would be a heavy physical role, so I worked with a mime in Los Angeles for about 3-4 months. I would travel back and forth between Vancouver and LA, and I'd have little periods there. And then when we got on our hiatus in between the show that I'm filming, I worked every day with him for about a month and a half straight. Some things that Zelda and Diablo and I had talked about were that he was a pianist, so he was a professional pianist. He had some experience fencing. He was a lover, he was a big romantic. He died young, clearly, because when he comes back to life, he's young. He has some wounds that we had sort of addressed, were that at some point in his life, he took his own life.
Catherine Newman talks working with Cole.
We're both very similar in that we wanted to be the best. And it's great to like hop on a train that is a movie and get to hold hands with your scene partner, like Cole, and we're both along for the ride, and he's totally got my back. And like, he makes me feel like everything I do is good, you know? Even if it's not, he makes me feel like it is. So I'm very appreciative of the support. You know, I feel the same way about him. I guess we just think we're both really good. I think he's so perfect in this role. The physical comedy, he's working so hard. And it just comes across like, yeah, I'm just showing up. He never complains, never, no.
Carla Gugino plays Janet.
I actually laughed out loud while reading it, which almost never happens to me. Like I said, the script is so strong and so tight. But there's also room for play that both Zelda encourages and Diablo was very excited to see. So I think that the combination of that just made it feel immediately, without ever having to say it, a very organic process. She has this razor-sharp wit, and obviously tonally she can vary from something that's much more naturalistic and deeply human, always funny, but with that kind of, you know, she plays this beautiful, like every key on the piano, and this one I found to be so fun and kind of in a totally different wheelhouse with all of those same qualities of something that was so much more heightened, and also her kind of just her impeccable eye for the 80s. There were so many things in reading the script that I just was like, I had forgotten about that, and I had forgotten about that.
Lisa Frankenstein is out February 9th at theaters near you. Sci-Fi Talk Plus got a new coat of paint, so to speak, and has a special offer for you and your friends and family. Now with 900 episodes, commercial-free, uncut, and even special programs. I've also added playlists, You can create your own playlist of the podcast episodes available based on whatever you want, subject matter, anything. It is up to your own imagination. The best part about this right now, it's free. Click on the link in the show notes for that free lifetime access. But the special offer will expire, so take advantage of it. This is Tony Tolato.